Hi, my name is Zakiran, and welcome to my podcast, How to Make Sense of Something That Makes No Sense. Or trying to make sense of something that makes no sense. Or how I stopped worrying and love the COVID. And so trying to make sense of something that makes no sense. And that's what we have here now. With COVID, it makes no sense. Nothing about it makes any sense. And placing blame as to who supposedly created it or why makes no sense. And placing blame upon government officials who are supposedly trying to protect us from this supposed plague makes no sense, because blame is a disempowered way to act. That's why when you blame, you be lame. And trying to get everyone to agree about optimal courses of action makes no sense, because worldwide agreement on anything is absolutely impossible, because we are all different and all unique, and we all have our own unique perspectives. For instance, I believe that we attract everything in our lives, including supposed global pandemics. Regardless of who got the ball rolling, humanity attracted it and keeps adding momentum to it to keep that ball rolling with their constant attention upon it. And most people who think that I am crazy with that insane attraction perspective, well, most people believe they are victims and puppets on strings being controlled by gods and men and governments and corporations and devils and diseases. And they can't remotely imagine a perspective that they created this on some sort of global level or some sort of personal level. So if in fact that this insane perspective that I have, that we create and attract everything that exists in our lives, is true, that we attract everything in our individual lives, and we as a civilization attract everything else on a global level, including wars and financial problems and diseases and pandemics, etc. If that is true, and it is, then why did we do it? Why would we and how would we attract such things as wars and financial crises and pandemics, etc.? Well, everything on Earth, all the good and all the bad, we create and attract based upon our focus and attention. And more importantly, our thoughts and beliefs and feelings about everything and everyone, and especially how we react to things, how you view things, how you react to them. When you react to them, you just create more of them. Most people do not believe that they create their own realities, because they have been taught that we are all victims to 1,000 external forces, and they can't imagine how attraction could possibly be true, because why would anybody attract problems in their lives? It makes no sense that someone would attract diseases or financial struggle or heartbreak, etc. But nonetheless, we all do, because of our focus upon things we don't like and don't want. Because you get more of whatever you are thinking about, and you get more of whatever you are reacting to, especially negatively. So, since most people don't understand that, the only logical conclusion is that we must all be living in a world of assertion, where evil forces can and will assert themselves and their nefarious will upon us against our will. And that most logically includes diseases. And so the general modus operandi of humanity is fight against what is trying to impose its will upon me. Now, if you believe that diseases can impose their will upon you against your will, then it seems perfectly logical to get vaccinated and then even take it to the extreme and force everyone else on Earth to be vaccinated so that they won't infect you, even though you've been immunized. Which, of course, makes no sense, because if you've been immunized, then logically you're safe, and you don't need to impose your will upon others to act as you do. But with the attack and kill perspective of humanity, that they feel they need to get rid of things that they don't like and don't want, it makes logical sense to try to defend against this supposed monster that is allegedly hell-bent on trying to kill us all. Now, I know that this is not a planet of assertion, and it is, in fact, a planet of attraction. And I could have group sex with 20 people with the COVID, and I wouldn't get the COVID because it is not a part of my reality. Or if I did get it, it would have very little meaning. It would affect me little at all. But a more accurate way of describing it would be that because of my positive mindset, I would not attract a situation where I am anywhere around anyone who has it. I don't care how many people have the COVID, only people who are a similar vibration as them are going to attract them into their vicinity. Now, my crazy perspective that we all create our realities is something way, 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 way too enlightened for the average person to even wrap their head around. Even people I know who theoretically should understand how the law of attraction works, and they might even tell you that they know how the law of attraction works, still do not understand it and still believe that things can assert themselves upon them against their will. But you can't have both. You can't believe in the law of attraction and believe that things can assert themselves upon you. So again, assuming my crazy idea that we create and attract our own realities and we create and attract everything in our lives is true, and it is, how do we attract things we don't like? How come the universe or God or the law of attraction doesn't give us what we really want? Because I want health, I want prosperity, I want love, and I want global prosperity, etc. So why do I get the opposite? It's because most people focus more on what they don't like and don't want and upon the lack of what they want rather than what they really do want. And then they also focus on trying to get rid of what they don't like and trying to kill what they don't like and judging what they don't like and legislate against what they don't want, etc., etc., etc. Most people focus on what they have upon the unwanted things that they have rather than the things that they desire to have and be and do and have in their lives. Most people focus on the problem rather than the solution. And you naturally attract more of whatever you're focused upon. That's why the COVID doesn't seem to be going away, because everyone keeps banging the drum of what they don't want. Instead of saying, I want health and I want prosperity, and I want global health, etc. Most people are saying, I don't want disease. I don't want to struggle financially. So they get more disease and more struggle financially. They say, I don't want the COVID, but then attract more COVID. So where do we go from here? Assuming that this crazy notion that I have is true, that we create our own realities, and we get more of whatever we are thinking about and focused upon, how did we attract this alleged global pandemic that the media just loves banging the drum about? Because I know I haven't been thinking about the COVID before it existed. That's true. No one was. But, most people weren't. But the majority of humanity was thinking about all the things in life that they dislike and don't want, which is a general feeling of disempowerment and helplessness and powerlessness and victimhood, etc. Everything that everyone is feeling now with the COVID is what they were all feeling in the first place that attracted the COVID on the global scale and to individuals and in their individual lives. Everyone's thoughts and feelings of fear and illness and fears of death and fear of judgment when they die and fear of eternal punishment and eternal damnation and fear of pain and fear of struggle and thoughts of feeling helpless and powerless and unworthy and unloved and lacking freedom and lacking power and lack of abundance and lack of money and lack of fulfillment and lack of love and lack of friendship and lack of connection to others and lack of connection to source, to God, to nature, to creation, etc., freaking, etc. It's all lack and fear based shit that people typically think about every day. So what's the solution, Zakirin? You're telling me what's going on, so what's the freaking solution? Well, you've shown us all basically what we're doing wrong and the fact that we have dug ourselves into a pretty big hole. Well, now how do we get out of this hole? Well, the answer is, first off, you don't have any control over what is going on a planetary level. Zero, nada, zilcho. You have no control over what other people are thinking, how they feel, what they're doing, etc. You only have control over yourself. And specifically, you only have control over your own thoughts and your own feeling state, your own vibrational state. And regardless of what insanity is going on planet Earth or with people around you in your lives, you can live, you can, regardless of how crappy everyone else is around you and how crappy life is around you, you can live a happy and prosperous life. And it all depends on one thing, which is focus, 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 hocus, focus. If you continue to focus on what you don't like and don't want, you'll continue getting more of what you don't like and don't want. And for you, the COVID will always be banging its drum in your face. But like most people, you are deep in the hole of the COVID and trying to get out. You're focusing on what you've got and getting more of what you've got. So the solution is you've got to focus on the solution while you're in the hole. You've got to imagine what life would be like outside of the hole. You've got to distract yourself from the hole and think about the joy of life outside of the hole. Instead of thinking about your struggle and your lack of money and your lack of health and your lack of love, etc., think about an abundance of those things that you desire to have and be and do have in your life. Think about everything that is easy to like, love, and appreciate, and pay no attention to the things that are impossible to like, love, and appreciate. Now, step two is get your mindset into alignment every day with an hour of power with meditation and affirmations and daily success books and audios and videos so that all you think about is what you want rather than being distracted away from your desires of health and wealth and love and everything you desire by everyone else's focus upon illness and disease and lack of freedom and lack of abundance and lack of love and lack of money, etc. Because it's a lot easier to pre-pave your way every day so that you constantly create and attract wonderful things every day and you don't fall into holes. Rather than constantly falling into holes and then, you know, having to try to figure out how to get out of them. So instead of falling into the holes and always looking for getting out of them, pre-pave your way so that you walk around them. So you take a path that has no holes. Now, the next solution, the next step is to mind your own freaking business. What other people think and feel about the COVID or vaccination or what the governments are doing or not doing and conspiracies and what everyone else is doing about nuclear this and or the poverty that or war this or war that or who did what, etc. That none of that is any of your freaking business. Your only business is how you are thinking and how you are feeling. Do you feel good? Great. Whatever you're doing, thinking, keep it up. Keep thinking that way that's making you happy. Because when you're thinking about what you want, you feel good. When you think about good feeling things, you feel good. When you think about crappy feeling things, you feel crappy. When you're thinking about being, doing, and having your desires, as long as you're not blocking the flow of those desires coming to you with your doubts and fears, you'll be happy, even though what you want isn't here yet. But as soon as your attention gets distracted by the banging drums of other people's fears and you distract yourself in a negative way rather than a positive way and start thinking about the insanity going on planet Earth and other people's beliefs, thinking about your lack of freedom and being curtailed and your freedom being curtailed and your finances dwindling, etc. Well, you're going to feel bad, aren't you? But since your main focus is and should be on thinking good feeling thoughts so that you can feel good because what you want is to feel good, right? Well, no worries. You just temporarily got distracted by the banging drums and the fiery man on the screen. But luckily, you've got to help you get refocused on what you want. Just get refocused on what you want. When you get distracted on by what you don't want, get refocused on what you do want. And realize that what is on the screen is just someone else's reality, not yours. Now, what is the upside from all this? Well, now, we will expose the beauty of contrast, because contrast of what you don't like and don't want gives you massive clarity about what you do want. So first, what do you want? What are the contrasting things you are experiencing in life guiding you to? In other words, from the stuff you are experiencing that you don't like and don't want, what clarity do you now have about what you do like and do want and want more of? For me, health and mortality and fears of disease are not my issue. For me, it's all about freedom. The worst thing for me about COVID is the limitation it has imposed upon my physical freedoms. So this contrast of what I don't like and don't want has caused me to desire even greater levels of freedom, freedom on all levels, financial freedom, physical freedom, everything. So to focus on what I do want, I've had to focus on the joy of travel, the joy of something that I haven't been able to do, even though, you know, it's been blocked, it's been hindered physically. And with this focus upon freedom, even though it has appeared that I lack freedom, I attracted an amazing financial opportunity that is providing me immense freedom and security and excitement, and of course will provide immense more freedom, financial freedom, time freedom in the future. And it's going to provide, you know, just immense more freedom. It's an attraction I created that's going to give me more of what I really want from the contrast of what I don't like, you know, when all the smoke clears. So I know that the contrast of lack of freedom has caused me to launch massive rockets of desire for immense improvement and massive freedom for me on all levels and for everybody, really. And my source and the law of attraction is lining up all the cooperative elements to make all of that come true. And I know that humanity has similar desires as myself, which is why they attracted such great contrast. Because if you're an unconscious creator of reality, which is what most of humanity is, they're creating their realities unconsciously just based on how they view reality and based on their reactions to it. And based on their focus primarily upon what they don't like and don't want, they attracted all of the negative aspects of this supposed global pandemic. So that's the bad news, so to speak. But the good news is that when you create crap in your life, whether you're conscious of this fact or not, when you create and attract what you don't like and don't want, you immediately launch massive, massive, massive rockets of desire for what you do like and do want. And source, God, Goddess, all that is, the law of attraction creates that for you. All right, so that's the end of part one. I'll see you on part two. All right, hi, my name is Zakiron, and welcome to part two of How to Make Sense of Something That Makes No Sense, which makes no sense. Because when you try to make sense of something that makes no sense, it makes no sense. Okay, so where we left off was, on an unconscious level, because most people are unconscious creators of realities, they just create based on how they react to things. Most people, because they're focused on what they don't like and don't want, tend to create a lot of things in their life that they don't want, and especially on a global level, that's what has happened with the whole COVID thing. So that's kind of the bad news. But the good news is that when you create anything bad in your life, any crap in your life, whether it's personal or global, the good news is that when you create crap in your life, whether you're conscious of that fact or not, when you create and attract what you don't like and don't want, you immediately launch massive rockets of desire for the improvement, for the solution, for what you do want. And whether you are conscious of this fact or not, source, God, Goddess, all that is, the law of attraction, whatever you want to call it, immediately creates those desires for you in vibrational reality instantly. What you ask is immediately given. So everyone's experiences of the lack of what they want has caused them to desire improvement. Everyone's experiences of a lack of love and abundance and power and freedom and a lack of connection and a lack of fulfillment, a lack of joy, lack of health, lack of well-being, etc., has caused them to desire the opposite of those things and to be, do, and have an abundance of love and wealth and power and freedom and connection and joy and health, etc., of all the good things that we want. But because most people lack the conscious awareness of these desires and how they should focus their attention upon improvement, and most people lack the awareness that their source has already created that improvement for them in vibrational reality, they don't understand that the solution has already been created for them, and that their prayers have already been answered. Humanity attracted this great contrast of what they don't like and don't want to put what they don't like and don't want in their faces, to give themselves the choice, which is to becoming empowered and take control over their own lives and become consciously a conscious and deliberate creator of what they truly do want in their lives and live a consciously, deliberately created, wonderful, amazing, prosperous, loving, and magical existence, or make no conscious choices at all and just keep reacting to what is and stay stuck in the matrix and just continue to create more of what they don't want because they refuse to take responsibility for the creation of their own life. That is the question, Hamlet, to be or not to be, to wake up and become a conscious, deliberate creator of your reality, or to stay asleep and just continue creating more old matrix crap over and over again every day, day in and day out, by just reacting to external circumstances rather than procreating what they want. And therefore continuing to create more external circumstances that are just the same old stuff over and over again. That is the question that all of humanity is confronted with every single day. To be or not to be. To be awake or to stay asleep. To wake up to your infinite and eternal power of creation and embrace this infinite power and master this power. Or continue to deny and repress this power and continue to believe the lies that you are somehow unworthy and powerless and you're a victim, etc., etc. The good news is that this is a planet of well-being and never-ending improvement and abundance, and every new generation comes in already wired into the improvement that the previous generation desired and all the rockets of desire that they launched that was created by Source in vibrational reality, but that they were unable to consciously create because they did not understand that they are conscious creators and they create and attract their every desire. So everything on Earth will constantly evolve and improve and expand, etc., etc., regardless of your conscious or unconscious participation. So the notion of an apocalypse is absolutely ludicrous and old and boring, because the idea that there is some vengeful overlord of a god that will one day wipe out all life in retribution for our nefarious ways is old and childish and ludicrous. Why would God destroy its own masterpiece of creation? That makes absolutely no sense whatsoever. Only artists who feel powerless and unworthy destroy their own priceless creations to somehow show humanity how ungrateful and unappreciative they are. Only artists who don't understand that they create their own realities would do something so self-destructive. But God does not need to destroy the old to make room for the new stuff. And neither do you. You don't have to get rid of what you don't like and don't want. And you don't need to get rid of what you have so that you can create what, you know, new things. Nothing that you have or have created, and nothing that exists, or a lack of what you want to exist, can stop you from creating what you want. But your focus on a need to get rid of what you don't like and don't want will absolutely stop you, hinder you, block yourself off from creating and attracting what you want, because your focus on getting rid of what you don't want just attracts and creates more of what you don't want and more things that you got to get rid of. So you just keep attracting more things that you dislike, don't want, and have to get rid of. It's just like all the superhero TV shows and movies and cop shows show us, that if your focus is always on getting rid of bad guys, when you get rid of one bad guy, there's always 10 more to fill their space. And that's how the law of attraction works. Whatever you're focused on, you get it more of. So with your focus always upon bad guys to get rid of and monsters to kill, the law of attraction has no choice but to keep giving you bad guys to get rid of and monsters to kill. The same thing goes for your life. Whatever bad guy you feel you need to get rid of and kill and destroy so that you can finally get what you want and be happy and healthy and wealthy and loved, because all those bad guys are supposedly keeping you from getting those things, well, with that focus, there will always be more bad guys and monsters trying to keep you from being happy and healthy and wealthy and loved. But no one can keep you from getting what you want but you. Only your focus upon enemies keeps you from getting what you want. Only your focus upon what you don't want keeps you from getting what you do want. Only your focus upon illness keeps the health and well-being from coming into your life. Only your focus on a lack of wealth keeps the prosperity from coming your way. Only your focus on a lack of love keeps the love from coming your way. Only your focus upon your supposed lack of freedom keeps the freedom from coming your way. Only your focus upon a lack of whatever you want keeps the abundance of what you do want from coming to you. Only your beliefs in your unworthiness and powerlessness and victimhood and helplessness keeps you from powerfully creating and attracting whatever you desire to be, do, and have in your life. God, Source, the Universe, Great Spirit, the Law of Attraction doesn't care where you have been or where you are. It only cares what you want and where you're going. It only cares what improvements you want on things that are less desirable. And it only cares what things you like that you want more of and improvement upon. That's because Source is only ever focused on the leading edge of creation. Source is always and ever only focused upon the new stuff that is being created. What has already been created is old news. It's just history. And Source cares not about history. Source cares not what you have done or not done. Source only cares what you're going to do. Source cares not about your apparent lack of money or lack of love or lack of sex or health or freedom. Source only ever sees an abundance of those things for you because all of that lack of what you want has caused you to desire an abundance of what you do want. And Source has already created those things for you on a vibrational level. So Source is only focused on that abundance, upon the vibrational, spiritual abundance of your desires, and doesn't care if you have manifested those desires physically yet or not. You are the only one who cares about that. So the question you need to ask yourself is, am I a cooperative element with the force of creation? Am I a cooperative element with Source? Am I cooperating with Source to turn my vibrational desires into physical manifestations? Because Source is always 24/7 vibrating that improvement that you desire. Source has already become everything that you desire, and Source is therefore always guiding you to becoming those desires. Source is always calling you towards your desires and guiding you to the path of least resistance to achieving your desires, which is the path of most allowance. And this just happens naturally because we are all Source. Each of us has a Source self, so to speak. And that Source self is what and who we all truly are. So we all naturally are attracted to that Source self that we truly are. We all naturally want to be that perfect, all-powerful, divine creator that we truly are here now in the physical world. And that is why we have come to planet Earth and why we are in these bodies at this time to be, do, and have what we truly are on a spiritual level here in this physical realm. So nothing in the physical world matters all that much, especially not from the old lie of unworthiness beliefs of humanity that we must prove our worth to deserve eternal life in paradise. Eternal life is just a given. We are all immortal. We are all eternal. We cannot die, and we will continue to create forever and ever. We are all divine, we are all Source, we are all God, we are all perfect, divine souls. So worthiness was never a valid issue, and nothing needs to be proven to anyone. There's no such thing as judgment and condemnation. So since you are God, since you are Source in a human body, you can do no wrong, and nothing and no one is judging your behavior as being right or wrong, except for your fellow humans who know not what they do. Forgive them, Father, for they know not what they do. And since you can do no wrong, and you are eternal, and you are immortal, well, that means you never get this done. There is no end, so you will never get done having fun creating worlds. There is nothing to prove and nowhere to go, such as achieving some reward for an afterlife, because you are eternal regardless. You cannot be destroyed. So there's nowhere to go and nothing to prove and nothing to accomplish. There are no divine mission orders that you have been given that you must complete or you'll be demoted. No missions to accomplish. There's no one to save, no planets to save, no animals to save, no environment to save, and you're also not here to evolve and grow either. Evolution and growth are just a given. They're just a natural result of being eternal creators. So, you're not here to become enlightened or to make some global impact. The only reason you are here is for the fun of it. You are a creator here because it's fun to create stuff. And if you're awake, then you're a conscious creator. And if you're a conscious, deliberate creator, you're going to have a lot more fun down here on planet Earth as you create your reality. But if you're asleep and refuse to wake up, and you're just a recalcitrant, ornery cuss, then you're an unconscious creator. You're just a reactor, creating mostly stuff you don't want because you're reacting to it and not having a very good time. So simply, if you're focusing on what is easy to like, love, and appreciate, and upon the joy of being, doing, and having what you want, even if your desires are not here yet, you'll be having fun because you're in vibrational alignment with your desires and with you as Source. And when you're in alignment with Source, with you as Source, with who you truly are, you are happy as a lark, you are fulfilled, you are satisfied, etc. But if you're banging the drum of what you don't like and don't want, you're going to feel bad because you are thinking in ways that are out of vibrational alignment with you as Source, because Source is thinking in a completely opposite direction. Source is saying, come over here, come over here, come over here. And you're saying, but what about this, and what about that, and what about this injustice, and what about that's unfair, and what about this undesirable thing, and what about this bad feeling, and what about this person's behavior, and what about this issue, and this pandemic, and what about what that guy did to me, and what he did to her, and blah, 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 blah. But Source is not thinking about those problems. Source is thinking about and vibrating the solution for you and for everyone else. Source is only thinking about the improvement, the abundance. Source is always 24/7 vibrating health and well-being and abundance and prosperity on all levels. Source is only focused on the new, not the old news. What's on the new news is not, what's on the news is not new at all. It's not news, it's olds. They should call it the olds, not the news. Because if it already exists, then it's old news, not new news. It's old news, not new news. It's olds. Anything in the news that is about anything we don't like and don't want, Source is not watching. But if the news is about improvement and thriving things and uplifting news about whales or puppies and kittens, then Source is watching. Otherwise, Source changes the channel and watches the Addams Family instead. And you can do that too, regardless of what crap they are spewing on the news or on social media. There is no law that says you have to watch it or give any of your attention to it or any of your creative energy towards it. And if you are, you're literally killing yourself if you are. So change the freaking channel already. Pay attention to something else. Watch The Nanny instead. Change the freaking channel. Put your attention on things that are fun and nice and you like. And do the same thing in life. Just because people start talking about some pressing, dramatic, unwanted issue doesn't mean that you have to listen to it. And again, you're literally killing yourself by not changing the channel and getting the hell out of there. And the same goes for your own thoughts. Just because your mind is tuned into a specific channel at that time doesn't mean you have to stay on that crappy channel. If you feel bad, you're on the wrong channel. If you feel bad, you're feeling disempowered, feeling unloved, feeling fearful, feeling helpless, feeling powerless, it's time to change the freaking channel and start thinking in better feeling ways. Start focusing on new and more wonderful things. So I hope you got this. I hope you stop trying to make sense out of things that make no sense. And I hope that you can let go of your desire for everyone else to agree with your beliefs so that you can feel happy and connected and loved, etc. and accepted. And instead, see the priceless value of diversity and the priceless value of infinite possibilities and infinite perspectives. And also see the priceless value of the contrast of what we don't like and what we don't want and how it gives us clarity and focus. And if we choose to maintain the focus upon what we truly want so that we can consciously create that improvement in our own physical lives and live that improvement and be proud that we created that improvement. Because that's a lot more fun, being a conscious, deliberate, self-empowered creator and delighting in your own creations and reveling in the pride that you created that. You created that wonderful physical thing just from the thought of it, rather than having to croak and have to wait until your next incarnation to witness the improvement that you unconsciously created from your last life. But you are unable to manifest physically to feel emotionally. So I hope you got this. Hope you got something from this. Please share it with your friends if you got something from this. I hope this has inspired you to become a more conscious, deliberate creator of reality and have an ego perspective of life on planet Earth and an ego perspective on your own life so that you can now focus on what you do want. Come visit me at zakiron.com for more self-empowering goodies to help you become a conscious, deliberate creator of reality. Thanks for watching this video or listening to this podcast, and I wish you immense abundance and joy on your adventurous, exciting, fun journey of creation. And, of course, remember to make life a holiday. Woohoo!